Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, the recently announced High School Sports Infrastructure Improvement Program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The government recently launched the High School Sports Infrastructure Improvement Program, under which it expects to upgrade the sporting facilities utilized by high schools across the island. The program is being administered through collaboration by the Office of the Prime Minister, Ministries of Education, Agriculture and Local Government, the Sports Development Foundation, and the European Union Sugar Transformation Project. Phase 1 of the project, set to get underway during the 2014-2015 financial year, will see some $250 million being spent to upgrade facilities at 23 schools.
Under this project, 10 schools will be targeted by the Sports Development Foundation in Phase 1, to the tune of $100 million during financial years 2014-2016. The Ministry of Agriculture, through the EU Sugar Transformational Project, has agreed to target yet another 13 schools which fall within the sugar transformation areas in Phase 1 of this initiative in the amount of $150 million.
Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley. The schools to be targeted by the Sports Development Foundation are Happy Grove, Mavis Bank, Tarrant and Lacovia High Schools, as well as Monroe College, Tasius Golding, St. Jago, Haile Selassie, Calabar and Woolmers Boys and Girls High Schools. Schools to be targeted by the Sugar Transformation Project are Grange Hill, Petersfield and Balaclava High, as well as the Frome and Vere Technical High Schools, Kems Hill, Kellitz, Garvey Maseo, Mushet, William Nibb, Bogwalk and Paul Bogle High Schools will also receive attention.
Our school systems bear the brunt of our national sports program. As such, we must fortify the base by improving the facilities that mold our young student athletes.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the initiative has the full support of his ministry, especially in light of plans to keep physical education on the high school curriculum beyond grade 9.
The Ministry of Education supports and will require all students to be involved in physical education, and we are anxious to discuss with the coaches, the principals and the teachers, the school administrators, a program that makes it mandatory, makes it required beyond grade 9, so that a sound mind in a sound body can be an achievement that is achieved all through the school system.
Chairman of the Inter-Secondary School Sports Association, Dr. Walton Small, says the upgrading of school sports facilities will not only strengthen inter-school athletics island-wide, but will also help to curb the poaching of strong student athletes from schools with small sports programs.
This is a step in the right direction, and this significant input will help to minimize the movement of students from school to school, as they will be able to grow where they are planted. Although this comes at a significant cost, the returns in terms of benefits for our athletes and our country will be more than worth it.
The prospective beneficiaries are excited about the High School Sports Infrastructure Improvement Program. Here's Principal of Monroe College, Arnaldo Allen.
If we have such talents on showcase with limited resource, can you imagine what will happen? Now that we are getting upgraded resources, the best is yet to come.
Head coach at Vere Technical, John Mayer, shares similar sentiments.
It's a wonderful gesture, and I think with the economy where it's at now, and for the government to be aiming at developing sports, putting money back in sports, it should go a far way.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying with us. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.